USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Buckingham Palace releasing a statement saying the Queen died peacefully this afternoon in Scotland. Flags across the UK were lowered to half-mast ahead of a national minute silence and the start of an official mourning period. Someone close to former President Donald Trump is being indicted.
Former White House advisor Steve Bannon surrendered to a New York City courthouse Thursday to face new state criminal charges. The new indictments against him have yet to be made public. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In the run-up to the midterm elections, the Senate is gearing up soon to hold a vote on the Respect for Marriage Act, which looks to ensure federal protections for marriage equality, including same-sex marriages. While discussing the issue, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, weighs in on members of the GOP who follow the Make America Great Again philosophy.
Now, MAGA Republicans have escalated their rhetoric against same-sex marriage and want to normalize gender discrimination. MAGA Republicans seem to make it their business to pick on certain groups, not to do things that are positive and move things forward.
Those comments as Schumer's Political Action Committee continues to donate to what he calls MAGA Republicans. Russian President Vladimir Putin will be meeting next week with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The Russian state news agency TASS saying the two leaders will meet in Uzbekistan during a meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. Fire and rain could be the theme for Southern California by the weekend. The National Weather Service saying Hurricane Kay, which is churning up off the coast of Mexico, is expected to generate heavy rains beginning Friday night. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas abortion law doesn't have an exception for rape, but Republican Governor Greg Abbott says that doesn't mean victims will be forced to give birth.
The state provides Plan B at no cost to any person who's a victim of rape.
An Oklahoma town no longer has a police department. All police officers in the town of Arkoma on the state's border with Arkansas quit Wednesday after growing frustrations with salaries they believe are too low. A spokesman said the officers were promised a raise starting in July, but still haven't received one. He added the starting salary currently sits at just $14 an hour. Four people were shot and killed Wednesday in Memphis, just days after police found the body of a teacher who was kidnapped and killed. District Attorney of Shelby County, Steve Mulroy, says he advises the public to pray for victims.
Rest assured that we have an awesome law enforcement force.
Memphis police also say that a mom and baby were abducted from a store last week and released after giving two kidnappers $800. Longtime CNN anchor Bernard Shaw is dead at the age of 82. Shaw was the network's first chief anchor when it launched in 1980 and was with CNN for over 20 years. He was known for his coverage of major world events like the Gulf War. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.